Good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Apple a Day.
This is Katie Johnson, and joining me as my guests today are Ann Kaler and Kathleen Rausch. They are both speech pathologists here at Lake Region Healthcare and co-facilitators of our Brain Injury Support Group. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Well, March is Brain Injury Awareness Month, and for that reason, you have a special speaker coming to your regular session of the Brain Injury Support Group, and we want to invite folks to take part in that special event next week. But maybe before we get too deep into that, let's talk a little bit about brain injury in general. What is a brain injury, and how common is it?
The brain injuries that we see in our group range from strokes to any sort of impact injury, concussions, tumors, anything like that that affects the normal function of the brain.
So, in other words, it's really pretty common. So, if someone has had a brain injury, have they necessarily been diagnosed by a doctor and then told to come to this support group, or how does that work?
Anybody can come to the group. It does not require any kind of diagnosis. It doesn't require a recommendation from a physician. In fact, a lot of people that do come to this group have heard about it from other people, or they've seen some of our information posted here at Lake Region Healthcare or posted elsewhere. So they don't need to have a doctor's permission.
And sometimes even caregivers come, from what I hear.
Absolutely. It's not at all unusual for us to have the caregiver come to the meeting and not the person or the family member who is living with the brain injury. I'd say at our meetings, I'd say half are caregivers and half are people who are living with a brain injury.
So what can they expect when they come? You know, we call it a support group, but what exactly does that mean?
Sometimes for our groups, we'll have speakers who address different aspects of brain injury, whether it's the emotional component or return to work or nutrition, different things like that. But a lot of our groups, a lot of our meetings are strictly member-led, where they'll come with questions or concerns, things they're struggling with, and the group kind of steps in and says, this is what's worked for us, this is how we've dealt with that. And it's really just a great way for those folks to get support and ideas from other people who have been in the same situation.
Yeah, when the group began quite some time ago, Ann and I would prepare an agenda or some ideas for a meeting, but we learned pretty quickly that the most effective way and the way to meet people's needs who are coming to this group is to let them let us know. And like Ann said, so many times someone will share something and Ann and I aren't the ones answering. It's other group members or other caregivers that are sharing what they did in similar situations. And it's very rewarding for Ann and I to watch that light bulb go on when somebody is sharing, thinking, am I the only one? And realizing, no, you know, I'm not the only one. But then just watching the interaction and the support that people give each other.
And that social connection probably extends beyond the meeting time when you finally found someone who can relate to you that well.
Yes, it really does. And that's another thing that's been really rewarding for Ann and myself facilitating this group. We've seen people connect and people then get together at other times. It's really rewarding. We've had, the group is open to young and old. We've had teenagers, we've had older people, we've had middle-aged people. And what I think one of the most rewarding things we've seen recently is a young teenager who shared his experience and his recovery and was participating in a sporting event, a game, and a whole bunch of group members and caregivers went to his game one night last summer, and it was just a really neat social support for everybody to watch. And it was really fun to watch, for me as a facilitator, to watch how much joy people took in someone else's recovery and success, and, you know, they wanted to go and celebrate that.
Boy, that really puts the support in support group into real life terms. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about the special program you have lined up for next Monday, March 14th. Again, for Brain Injury Awareness Month, you have a speaker coming in who has a very personal story to share with the attendees that night.
Yeah, Mike Hikus is a community member here in town who has sustained a brain injury in the past. Many years ago, I believe.
Yes.
And has used that situation to spread awareness and knowledge and really help community members with prevention of brain injury, specifically bike safety. Mm-hmm. So he'll be coming to talk with our group about his experience and how he's used that as a benefit for community members.
Yeah. It's a pretty powerful story of taking something negative and turning it into something that can benefit so many others.
Absolutely. And I think people listening to today's broadcast may recognize his name, because he's been into, I think, all of our schools here in Fergus Falls and shared his story and shared his platform for bicycle helmets. Mm-hmm. With children, and it's one of his goals is to have a bicycle helmet for every child here in Fergus.
So where is this meeting taking place, time and place?
Yep, our meetings, just like every single month, they're the second Monday of the month here at Lake Region at 7 p.m. In the basement, so in lower level conference rooms A and B. And this meeting, just like every other meeting, is open to anyone in the community. So caregivers, those who have sustained a brain injury, those who know someone with a brain injury.
Mm-hmm. Or even perhaps just interested in learning more or hearing Mike's personal story.
Absolutely. I think last year when we brought in a speaker, too, we had a lot of nursing students mm-hmm. from M-State come and listen to our speaker and learn.
Great. Yeah. Anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about the Brain Injury Support Group or about the services offered here through speech pathology or for brain injury patients in general?
I just think we just keep on trying to get the word out there about our brain injury group, that it doesn't matter what your age is, it doesn't matter how long you've been living with a brain injury, if you're the person, if you're a caregiver. We just encourage people to come and check it out.
Excellent. The Brain Injury Support Group, again, meets the second Monday of every month. This month, that will be next Monday, March 14th, with a special speaker for Brain Injury Awareness Month, Mike Hikus. So 7 o'clock, mark your calendars for the 14th, the lower level conference room of Lake Region Healthcare, if you'd like to take that in. Kathleen Rausch and Ann Kaler, speech pathologists at Lake Region Healthcare, my guests today. Thank you so much for taking time to join me today.
Thank you for having us, Katie.
Kathleen, Ann, and Katie here on Apple a Day, reminding you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.